was, I guess, just what stood out to you when you went back and watched the film from Sunday, or back on Sunday, you watched the film from Saturday's game?
You know, we saw all the little mistakes we've made. There's a lot of things we did wrong. There's a lot of things we did right. But, you know, the biggest thing and probably the most important thing is the correctable mistakes, and we can take those and learn from them. And it's important that we do that right now and, you know, try and stay focused on Michigan State, not dwell on the mistakes we've made last Saturday. I think we did corrections on Sunday, and we did a good job, you know, pointing out what we did wrong, the little things that we can control. And we, I think we did a good job correcting them, and now it's time to move forward to Michigan State.
What stands out about defense? I know obviously Greg Jones is one of the top players in the conference, but
Greg Jones gets a lot of attention because he is that good. He's a talented player. He has a lot of moves. He's a physical player, but at the same time he has a lot of speed. I think their defense line might get a little underlooked because of Greg Jones, but those guys are just as talented. At D tackle they've had some injuries, so you've seen a couple players on tape, and it just seems like the production doesn't drop off no matter who's in the game. So I think that speaks volumes about what kind of defense line they have. They're tough, they're physical, and it should make for a great game Saturday.
Is it interesting to kind of see them in a similar position to what you guys were in a year ago, where they're, undefeated, they're top five, they're coming in here, and basically this game is key to them, possibly winning the Big Ten?
Yeah, every game's pretty important to win the Big Ten, but, I haven't really thought of it like that, they're having a lot of the same things we had last year, but, right now we're focused on us and just trying to make sure that, we stay, focused on the next step and get one more this Saturday.
Just when you go back, I know obviously there's a lot of scrutiny regarding the final drive. What's kind of going through your mind when you see, all the criticism coming, your father's way, especially, and you hear, this is a dumb decision, why didn't they, spike the ball? Because he even said, yesterday it was something that, in hindsight, that he wish he could have gone back and did.
Well, what's done is done. As a player, we believe in the coaches. We think they're doing what's best for us. And, looking back at it, we maybe could have done a few things wrong, differently, but you can say that going all the way back to the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. It's hard to single out one play. That one obviously stands out because we were trying to make a last run at the end zone there. But, we stand behind the coaches and we believe in them, and we always think they're doing what's best for us.
Is that something that you've kind of noticed with him, though? Is just he's always made it sound like he's always the one that's accountable, and when he talks to you guys, I know Rick was saying yesterday, when he talks to you guys, he's the one that's saying, hey, you can put this on me.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes him such a great coach and a respected leader on this team. You go up and down the lineup, everybody respects him. And, I think that's just something that's about him as a person. He'll always take ownership of his mistakes, or, even if they aren't his mistakes, it's his team, and he always takes ownership. And, that's something that I think is really respect, something you can really respect of him, and speaks a lot about him as a person.
What do you assess the way the offensive lines come together, especially here the last couple weeks?
Like I said earlier, we've been improving each week. I think we've come a long ways, but we also still have a really long ways to go, too. I think we've already given up about 11 sacks, and that's not very that's not very good. I think we're near the bottom of the Big Ten in that stat. So, we have a really long ways to go, but, for I think it's now 7 games under the belt. I mean, we've made improvements, and that's good to see, but, we still have a lot of work to do.
It's had to have been helpful that 4 of you guys have been out there, I think, pretty much every significant snap.
Yeah. And playing together, we've gotten more comfortable with each other. You start to, get a better feel of how people are playing, and, you can try and simulate that in practice and, say, hey, this is how we kind of play, but in a game, it's definitely a little bit different. But playing together this long, it's really made a big difference, and, I think every week we continue to play together, it'll continue to improve.
Going back to that 2-minute stuff, is there anything in real life that is similar to the chaos you encounter in that?
As an offensive line, there's some sort of chaos to it, but I can't imagine what's going through Rick's head.
Yeah.
He has a lot more at the plate. So, nothing really in life compares to that. It's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on top, but it's a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff.